The Saline County Health Department Board of Trustees discussed an upcoming celebration during its meeting on Tuesday night. Administrator Tara Brewer said the health department is scheduled to have an open house celebration at the end of this month.
The end of this month, we're going to celebrate our 10-year anniversary of being in our building. So we're going to kind of have an open house from 11 to 2 on March 29th. You'll be able to tour our section of the building and find out what services that we have available here at the health department.
Again, the public is invited to join the anniversary celebration from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday, March 29th in the Saline County Health Department building located at 1825 South Atchison Avenue in Marshall. Two Lincoln residents sustained injuries in a two-vehicle traffic crash in Pettis County earlier today. A report from the Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a southbound vehicle driven by 35-year-old John Wilson of Lincoln reportedly pulled into the path of another southbound vehicle driven by 25-year-old Kristen Krupp of Sedalia. Wilson suffered minor injuries and a passenger in his vehicle, 39-year-old Jamie Wilson, sustained moderate injuries. They reportedly were both transported by Pettis County Ambulance to Bothwell Hospital in Sedalia for treatment. Krupp reportedly was not injured. Crash happened just after 7 a.m. on U.S. Highway 65, one half of a mile south of Smozzle Road. Three area residents suffered injuries in a three-vehicle traffic crash in Howard County last night. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 16-year-old Viola Whalen of Fayette reportedly attempted to overtake another northbound vehicle driven by 54-year-old Tammy Hendricks of New Franklin, traveled into the opposing lane and struck a southbound vehicle driven by 81-year-old Beverly Campbell of Boonville head-on. After impact, Whalen's vehicle reportedly struck the rear of Hendricks' vehicle. Whalen and a passenger in her vehicle, 17-year-old Alexis Roth of Armstrong, and Campbell each sustained moderate injuries. They reportedly were transported by ambulance to area hospitals for treatment. Hendricks reportedly was not injured. Crash happened just before 5:30 p.m. on Missouri Highway 5 at County Road 334. And the MMU Board of Public Works approved a recommendation regarding the continuance of a sewer main rehab project using a certain replacement method during its meeting yesterday. Underground Facilities Director Grant Piper said that his department has used the cured-in-place pipe method to replace sanitary sewer mains throughout Marshall for the past 10 years, but stated this year will involve replacing larger pipes.
Well, implemented this program in 2008 and been doing roughly 10,000 feet a year. This year we plan to do another 10,000 feet with some bigger lines, 12-inch and 15-inch this year. This program is looked upon very favorably by the DNR. One of their biggest concerns is inflow and infiltration, and this method allows us to address that situation without hurting streets and construction delays.
Piper stated where crews will begin the replacement work first.
There's a lot of trunk lines out on the east end of town, some 15-inch out behind Westport, and we're going to try to finish up all the areas around the college and get that whole section knocked out.
Piper added a minor problem with the CIPP method is an odorous smell is produced as the pipe cures, but said the smell is easier to deal with than digging into streets to replace the sewer mains. That's a look at your news at this hour on KMMO. I'm Kyle Yont.